The next patient is Rosalind Dilley. The last name is D-I-L-L-E-Y. The first name is Rosalind, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N. This is a clinical case of a 80-year-old white female that is following the office because CKD is stage 3B. The estimated EFR has been oscillated between 40 and 45 mLs per minute. The patient had a serum creatinine of 1.2. The BUN was 20. The estimated EGFR 43 mLs per minute. Period. The patient doesn't have proteinuria. Says that she has had episodes of congestive heart failure. Despite the fact that she has been following a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, I encourage her to monitor the intake and output without guessing, but most importantly, the variation in the body weight. That should be the best way to monitor the fluid intake. The patient is weighing 193 pounds. She's supposed to be about 190 pounds. If she's above 190, she's supposed to take the furosemide. Number two, she used to have iron deficiency. The hemoglobin is reported at 11.6 and the hematocrit is 37.8. Following number, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by Dr. Torres, the rheumatologist. Torres is T-O-R-R-E-S, period. The patient is feeling well. Following number, hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 135 over 63. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is controlled with diet. Following number, the patient has overweight. But I have to point out that the patient was at one time 239 pounds and now is 193. We are going to motivate her to continue dealing with the overweight. We're going to reevaluate the six months of a laboratory workup. A paragraph, I invested 7 minutes with the laboratory workup, 7 minutes examining the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.